This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Not only that, they can't work. It's not just a full-time job. It's like a commune. Like, you got to actually move there.
Right.
You know what I mean? In a weird way, they really are, like, isolated from, like, everybody else, you know, which is weird because it's like you'd think they'd be more accountable for their actions if they live amongst the people who were affected by their bills instead of, like...
I hear you.
Right. They're isolated... of their own accord. So, like, nobody's forcing these people to be there. It's not like, you know, there was some squad that went around and just randomly selected 535 men and women and threw them into Washington, D.C. and said, you're doing this. These are people that spent tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars, and months and months and months of their lives begging for this. And now they're complaining. The story here comes from the New York Post, and it says these Congress members are sleeping on the job and defending their right to do so. Crying poverty amid decade-long stagnant salaries and Washington's steep cost of living, an increasing number of House lawmakers have turned into professional squatters at night, hitting the sack in their Capitol Hill offices on everything from cots and closets to futons stashed behind constituent couches to save a few bucks during the work week.
So I gotta say, I spent a lot of time in Maryland, and I live, you know, in a couple different places. I lived not in D.C., but just outside the metro area. It's a horrible housing market. I mean, it's ridiculously expensive. You basically have the Maryland suburbs, you've got D.C. itself, and you have Northern Virginia.
Right.
That's where these guys are going to be living, and the cost of living's through the roof. But do you know why?
Why?
Because it's filled with government employees. Because
right.
When the size of government grows beyond the means of the supporting area, then housing becomes a premium, and
the
costs go up.
Supply and demand.
Right.
You've got a huge demand on we need places to stay, and
right.
Not that much of a supply on places to stay, so they can jack up the rates. But it should be pointed out that there are a bunch of people that live in Washington, D.C. that don't make $174,000 a year.
No, they live in Southeast. D.C.
Okay, it's still part of the District of Criminals. There are people that live in the District of Criminals that do not make $174,000 a year.
There are, but I'm telling you, Southeast, you can't really compare it to Georgetown or DuPont Circle or Bethesda or any of the nicer places in Northern Virginia. I mean, it's poverty-stricken, desolate, it's horrendous. It's some of the scariest neighborhoods you could ever step foot in, and probably land-wise, it's equal to the nice parts of the District of Columbia. But again, you've got
Congress. The congressman would fit right in with the criminals.
Yeah.
Continuing on here, Representative Dan Donovan from Staten Island says, Washington is just too expensive. He credits the cot that he sleeps on and a tiny alcove in his office as the reason he's able to serve in Congress while still paying his New York City housing cost. He adds, if we get to the point where you have to rent or have to buy in D.C., then only millionaires would be members of Congress. I don't think that was the intent of the founding fathers. Now, luckily, there's this wonderful website called Open Secrets. And unfortunately, they're a couple years behind on their estimated net worth
of members of Congress. I can see where this is going.
Dan Donovan has an estimated net worth from 2016, so 2 years ago, of $1,050,503, with $925,000 of his net worth being in real estate. So we have a real estate guy who's saying, you've got to be a millionaire to serve in Congress, and that's not what the founders meant, and this guy is a millionaire.
By those numbers, he's not very liquid, though.
Might not be very liquid, but he still, by definition, is a millionaire and saying only millionaires can be in Congress.
Yeah. Well, I don't think that's not really news to me. I think one of the quickest ways to great wealth is to be a U.S. senator. Because those guys all go there, you know, modest. A lot of them do. A lot of them don't. A lot of them have money already, but they don't leave modest, and for the life of me, I mean, these are people that do the same job as a representative, basically.
Right.
Yet they all seem to end up being multimillionaires when they go home.
You know, like, if there's any job that is probably, like, one of the crappiest jobs to have, it probably is being a congressman or a senator or a politician, because you've got, no matter what you do about anything, you're never going to please everyone, and there's always going to be critics. There's always going to be people, like, no matter what way you vote on any bill, you're going to get some angry mob of people saying you did the wrong thing. So it's kind of like one of those things, like, they're...
Right, but again, we're talking about people that have begged to be in this position that are complaining that they're in this
position. I think that a lot of people that run for, like, as someone who ran for office before, like, I wasn't begging to be in the position. I was saying, hey, I have ideas. Like, if you want to give me a go, like, let's see if I can make the world a better place.
Did you campaign?
Yeah.
Did you campaign hard?
Absolutely.
Then I don't think analogy of begging to get in there. You tried very hard to get there.
You ran, you put your ideas in an arena of ideas, and you hope that they come out and, you know, prevail and do good. And
it's a financial hardship, you don't run for re-election, unlike this Dan Donovan, who is serving on at least his second, if not third or fourth term.
The other thought I would throw out is if that's the case, if you just went there to do your good ideas and, you know, gosh, it's a really tough job, but I want to do the right thing, and I know I'm never going to please all the people all the time, then why are they accepting so much money from special interest groups?
I mean, money from, like, the way I look at it is if I ran, as long as I believe in myself and I know I'm not a bad person, it doesn't matter to me who I accept money from, because I know at the end of the day I'm not going to two-time people, I'm not going to do anything that I think is going to cause, like, negative consequences to the people in my community, like, that I'm going to put, like, my whole heart into it. And so I don't care if somebody sitting at home on a couch says, wait a minute, Heather, you accepted a donation from this person, well, that means that you're just some, you know, blah, 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 because it doesn't matter, because all that person is doing is sitting there criticizing me while I'm doing what I think is going to make the world a better place. And as long as I believe in myself, who cares? Because in that position, you can't please everyone. So if you go around catering to the emotions of every unsatisfied person, you're never going to get anything done, because you're going to be constantly focused on, oh my God, I'm going to offend this person, or I'm going to offend this person. Oh, but this person thinks this, and this person thinks this.
Let's go to the phones. We've got Joel calling in from Western New York. 855-453 is the toll-free number. Joel, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hello,
Joel.
Your brother from behind the Iron Curtain here in New York. And I just want to throw a quick comment that if you look at all the places our government is spending our money, as an ex-lobbyist, I cannot believe that I am risking contracting bed bugs from going and visiting people who don't want to listen to libertarians.
Hold that thought, Joel. Sounds like you've got more. 855-450-FREE. That's how you can call in. Join us. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the Lico Chops.
Try Lico Chops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the states. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Cryptocurrencies are successful because of good technology. The liberty-loving voluntarists who founded Zencash in 2017 took the best tech, like zero-knowledge anonymity and decentralized autonomous organizations, and are creating a secure platform for money, messages, and media that can be sent to anyone, anywhere in the world. Zencash is a cryptocurrency dedicated to peace, anonymity, and decentralization. Find out more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests, wherever you are, I will find you. Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We've been talking about the poor, poor congressmen that can't afford to pay rent in Washington, D.C., and they don't even really want to be there. They were just, like, forced to be there. We'll get back into that story. But first, Chris, you know what's coming up in about a week and a half, don't you?
Let me see. That'd be about the middle of May. The middle of May.
Mother's Day.
Oh, that's
a lot of times it sneaks up on you, and then you hit the panic button. You get suckered into one of those online flower giants pitching $19.99 flowers that end up costing you $60. Or you go to the grocery store and you grab some produce department flowers that smell like green onions. That tells mom that you don't really care enough to send flowers from the Books. That's short for bouquets, and they're booking awesome. Book's flowers are as unique and special as your mom. They're freshly cut from Book's farms and delivered straight to your mom, so they last weeks, not days. Book's even has farms located on the side of a volcano that produce flowers so gorgeous, mom will post pics of them and brag about you. And because Book's cuts out the middlemen, you get amazingly fresh flowers at an amazing price. Show mom how much you care. Send her artisan design flowers from the Books. Order today and get an extra 15% off when you enter code FTL. That's Books, BOUQS.com. And remember, code FTL saves an extra 15%. Books.com, BOUQS.com. So we'll get to the phones in just a second. We did have a caller from New York that had dropped off. He was basically asking the question, and I don't know if he was serious or not, about why would politicians listen to libertarians instead of lobbyists or something. But the reason we're talking about politicians is a story from the New York Post about some congressmen that are complaining, saying, I can't afford to stay in D.C., so I'm forced to sleep inside my office. But not everybody is happy about it, and some of the members of Congress are preparing to propose legislation that would prohibit the activity of turning an office into a makeshift sleeping quarters, arguing that the move violates IRS and congressional ethics rules.
Representative, Congress has ethics rules?
They have them, but unlike the mafia, they don't actually abide by them.
Just checking. I'm sure some of them do every once in a while when it's convenient.
Well, one or two occasionally, but the collective 535 members do not.
The majority of them don't get along, so I'm sure there is a battle of, like, good and evil going on in D.C.
Representative Benny Thomas of Mississippi says, look, it's unhealthy, it's nasty, I wouldn't want to be entertained in somebody's bedroom.
That is a sentence that no congressman has ever said.
He continues, sleeping in your office is not proper ethically either. Quote, you get free cable, free electricity, free janitorial, free security, no rent. It's a heck of a deal. It probably comes out to $25,000 or $30,000 a year that is not claimed at tax time. So it seems though Representative Thompson is only worried about, you know, how much of other people's money he can wind up thieving. Let's go to the phones where we've actually, to the Skype, where we've got Bad Slave calling in. Bad Slave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Hi, Daryl. I keep having to say, and this is just so silly to even bring it up, I know, the U.S. Constitution limits the federal government to some small, single-digit fraction of the activities that it's allowed to do.
Sure.
And everything beyond that is extra constitutional and interferes with people and puts, you know, hundreds of thousands of people in prison, kills others. There's just so much activity of the federal government. The federal government is basically designed not even to interact with persons so much as the states. And so basically we've got you know, a bunch of idiots down there ignoring the Constitution, you know, spending trillions of dollars and basically continuing harm across the globe and in America. And we're supposed to, you know, get excited about them, you know, not being able to do that well enough. I'm sorry. They need to just, like, go home, spend, the next, you know, whatever time it takes to, you know, basically, they could do a big repeal of all federal law. Just strip the books and, you know, get it down to the Constitution again and let the states handle everything and, you know, correct for the finishing up of you know, the entitlements for Social Security and whatever else that, you know, that people paid into for, you know, and then you'll spend, you know, some number of weeks or whatever, you know, doing the actual true federal business that was assigned to them.
One guy, Representative Dan Donovan, says, you know, talking about, well, if we've got to wind up buying or renting, then only millionaires could be in Congress, and that's not what the founders intended. Well, the founders didn't intend for you to be there all year.
Right.
Bad Slave, thank you for the call.
Yeah, and I just wanted to ask Bad Slave, I mean, so are you willing to risk, like, a constitutional convention to change that?
To change them abiding by the Constitution?
At this point, I think that we have gone so far off the rails from the Constitution that I think you would literally need to rewrite it more specifically. You're never going to roll it back.
Right.
Right?
Unfortunately.
That's not going to happen. So you can try to incremental your way back over the next 10,000 years, or you can just, say, wipe the whole slate clean and start over.
I mean, it's not just politics and stuff that have changed over so many years. It's like societal norms, too. I mean, there's some weird stuff being debated in D.C. I mean, some of the issues, like, have just, I don't know. There's
Beard.
Even, like, family units, you know, where, like, just the idea of family units has changed dramatically way back when it was, like, men were working, women were at home with the kids. Like, now,
gender,
like, the
equality.
The workforce is, like, largely women now. And you have, you know, women staying home less with their kids. And, like, you know, parents are working longer days and spending less time with their kids. And their kids are in schools and, you know, God knows what's being shoved down there.
Yeah, I feel pretty confident saying that our founding fathers never debated what genders would use what bathrooms.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably. Not even just that. I mean, there's so much weirder stuff. Like, people are just
crazy. Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Bitcoin is losing crypto market share to other digital currencies. Bitcoin's astronomical rise led to the creation of numerous competitors like Ethereum, Ripple, and Litecoin, which have also seen massive gains in value. According to Quartz, Bitcoin made up 85% of the crypto market 1 year ago, and today it has fallen to 36%. Remember, the only way to win in the casino is to take chips off the table. Call Miles Franklin at 866-485-4346 and let us show you how to quickly turn your Bitcoin into the 5,000-year-old safety of precious metals. Miles Franklin can quickly convert your Bitcoin to precious metals with one phone call at 866-485-4346. That's Miles Franklin celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Fast, easy, safe, and convert your Bitcoin into gold with one phone call.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. That's how you can call in to interact, but maybe you just want to interact using text and you want to go into a bunch of chat rooms. Well, you can do that through this weird Discord thing.
Not a weird Discord thing.
No, it's a weird thing. That's called Discord.
Nothing weird about
it. And it's a thing.
It's a thing.
Discord.lrn.fm. There are various different chat group or chat rooms. There might be chat groups inside the room. I don't really know. Discord.lrn.fm is how you can find that. And then you can actually call in if you've got a microphone connected to your computer. You can call in using the on-air call-in line, discord.lrn.fm. So we've been talking about some of these congressmen that are staying in their offices in D.C. because, well, they don't know how to wind up saving money in order to actually pay for lodging when they're in D.C. doing, quote-unquote, the people's work. And again, they make $174,000 per year. The article says there's no housing allowance. but working in a city where sparse one-bedroom pads can currently run $2,000 a month might get a little expensive. Well, members of the House and Senate leadership wind up getting an extra $20,000 a year, so they're doing a little bit better.
So basically, you're talking, I mean, at the high end, out of $174,000 salary, you're talking about $24,000 a year.
Right.
But you're talking about a $2,000 per month rental.
Correct.
I just don't see the hardship there other than saying you could probably learn to manage your money a little bit better.
Right. Now, but we're talking about a group of men and women that have collectively gotten us $21 trillion in debt, asking them to manage their money.
I was being a little facetious there, Daryl, and... Yes, exactly. I mean, this is just insane. I don't feel bad for you, and I'll say it again. The reason your rents are so high is because you made government too big. So it's your own fault.
While there's no official tally of the number of house hobos, and that's the term used in the New York Post, who turn their offices into makeshift bedrooms, interviews with members and several Post stakeouts of the Congressional Gym, where the live-in lawmakers often shower, puts the estimate at around 100 representatives, or more than one-fifth of the governing body. Publicly, about 50 congressmen have confessed to doing so, and that includes House Speaker Paul Ryan, Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy, New York Reps Dan Donovan, Gregory Meeks from Queens and Long Island, Lee Zedlin also from Long Island, John Katko from Syracuse, and Brian Higgins of Buffalo.
So I've worked jobs where... Yeah, I worked in technology, so sometime you had an upgrade going on or switching systems over or whatever was going on, and, you know, it was just easier to sleep at your desk or bring in a sleeping bag for the weekend. It just happened. But I never thought that I would just live there, even when, you know, like the last place I worked at had really nice showers and locker room and stuff like that, but well, who would want to do that?
That's like turning in like their office. I don't know. It kind of makes me think like the Capitol will turn into like a castle. You got all like the.
I immediately thought of George Costanza and all this.
Yeah, they mention a couple of representatives who say, "Well, it's just the army and me to work all day and then sleep on a cot." They continue, a House member's office usually has a reception area, a cramped section of workspace for staff, and a separate office for the politician with a seating area and desk. There's no kitchen or shower. What makes overnights in the office possible is Congress member's only gym in the basement of the Rayburn House office building. With an annual fee of roughly $300, members have access to showers, laundry, and lockers. Typical morning routine for the sleepovers is to tuck away their makeshift bed and head to the gym for a workout, then a shower. Usually get suited up before their staffers arrive back at the office around 8 or 9. Higgins says, "Nobody's going to see me like this." And that was said one morning in the gym while sporting earbuds, a long-sleeve T-shirt, and some workout pants. The lawmakers said he used to split the rent for a basement apartment, paying $1,200 a month, but resorted to sleeping on a couch in his office when college bills for his two kids began piling up. He says, "I don't really view this as free housing. And to be honest, it's really convenient to the lifestyle. There's a gym here. There's even a shower and towel service. There's laundry service for my gym clothes."
Oh, God.
Representative Austin Scott of Georgia emerged from the congressional gym in sweaty scrubs after a workout and bemoaned efforts by his colleagues to ban office sleeping for budget-challenged lawmakers such as himself. He says, "I think it's ridiculous. I can't afford an apartment."
Oh, God.
Adriano Esplalot from New York said couch crashing isn't for him, even though he, too, faces a high cost of living back in New York City. He says, "My couch is too hard. I'd wake up with a stiff neck every morning." Instead, he found an option, an apartment with rent well south of $1,800 in Virginia. He says, "I'm probably one of the poorer members of Congress." Jerry Nadler of Manhattan also doesn't sleep in his office, but said he can sympathize with those who do and worries that Congress won't represent America if only the wealthy can afford to serve. He supports a cost of living hike for Congress, which hasn't been raised since 2009. And then they go through and there's just various quotes from various other lawmakers talking about how they sympathize with people that are forced to sleep on cots and couches.
And again, one of the proposed solutions, the proposed solution is to give them more money or to do some sort of stipend, which means give them more money. Or right. Give them a housing allowance, which means give them more money.
Or a better idea
it'll
is...
It'll be like a White House, but it'll be only for congressmen, so they'll have bunk beds.
No, a better idea is to wind up just saying, all right, instead of being in session for 11 months, you're in session for one, and then you're on vacation the other 11 months.
Not vacation, just go home. Just go back to the people that you're supposed to be
right, well,
representing.
They, right.
We have mission. We have a mission to Mars coming soon, and you're telling me they can't video conference in from their homes?
Right.
Like, come on now. Like,
oh, they could. They're just not allowed because House rules specify that they have to vote in person.
The thing is, the only thing they're really going to be missing out on is lobbyists. So if they're not there in D.C., lobbyists are not going to trek all over the country to try to round up people to bribe. It would be
right.
So inefficient. So you're going to have, you know, a few that are going to get bribed really, really well, but the vast majority of them, just their votes won't be as easy to purchase.
Right, but still, if they were only in session for a month,
I hear you.
And you've got all of your committee hearings in that month, and then the next month is when you actually do all your votes and you vote remotely from home.
Yeah, won't happen.
I know it won't happen. You're not thinking I'm just of the, offering solutions.
I know you are, Daryl, but how are the lobbyists going to work with this proposed system? I just don't think they're
all in the District of Criminals for 1 month for committee hearings.
They're going to be insanely busy, Daryl. They're not going to have time to be wine, dine, taken off to down to play golf. They're not going to be able to take plane trips in one condensed month. It's just not realistic. So please, Daryl. Think of the lobbyists. Will you please?
As one, I can say that I don't want to do any of those things. That and I don't want to deal with the thieves in the Washington, D.C.
Right.
But even the ones in Concord, New Hampshire, I don't take out for meals. I don't go play golf with. There's one that lives
maybe
in
Maybe if you
Kenneth
did, Liberty
on,
could win.
On long runs, I run by his house. But that's not intentional. I just saw him in the yard one day and was like, oh, that's where the state rep lives. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. What are your thoughts on these poor, poor members of Congress that only make $174,000 a year and can't afford apartments? This is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasud shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 7,500 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed node systems of any cryptocurrency. Zencash is a platform for cryptocurrency and communications built by voluntarists for voluntarists, with the ideas of voluntary interaction being written into the white paper no less than half a dozen times. Learn more at Zencash.com. That's Zencash.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call call 253-678-1361 for hot and cold therapy. Sunny-Bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's 855-450-3733. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And we'll get back to the phones here in just a second. But first, I want to tell you about a website that you should go to if you want to find out news about various things in the crypto sphere. Talking about Bitcoin.com. Well, specifically, news.bitcoin.com is where you can go to find the news portion there. One of the headlines from earlier today, and this might not come as a surprise to some of you, 46% of ICOs that have been launched so far this year are nothing more than an idea.
That's a shock.
I'm surprised it's only 46%, considering that, what was it, 90% of the ones launched prior to January wound up never actually doing anything. Again, that story and many others about all things cryptocurrency and a lot of Bitcoin-heavy stuff, news.bitcoin.com. Let's go to Skype, where we've got Mustafa calling in from Sierra Leone. Mustafa, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes. Hello, listeners. Hello, viewers. I think once more I'm back to the after a long time, I've been, participating in Free Live Talk. So I say love to everyone in the United States.
Yeah, try getting a little bit closer to the microphone. It sounds like there's a lot of background noise. I'm not sure if it's windy or if it's just a bad connection.
No, not bad connection. Okay. 1 minute.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, he'll work on a better connection there.
Yeah, that's why I tested during the break, and it sounded pretty good then, and then I don't know what changed.
Hello. Hello, you getting me now?
Ah, yes, much better. Go ahead.
Okay, good. Marvelous. So I just want more to everybody in the United States, and my name is Mustafa. I think I've been calling
for some time, you know, but, you know, I lost for some time in Free Life Talk. So, like, you know, I have one or two things, you know, to make up, you know, because, like, I believe within this time I will be coming down to New Hampshire. in the festival. So, like...
Which festival?
And the Potterfest event.
Punkfest, nice.
Excellent. That's happening in late June in the White Mountains of New Hampshire.
Yeah, in New Hampshire, yes, late June. So it's supposed to be on the 19th and the 24th.
Yes.
So, like, yes. So, like, you know, I think I have a lot of listeners. You know, I have lots of friends now presently in New Hampshire. And I think I have to go through the embassy, United States of America Embassy in Sierra Leone. On the 30th of this month, so I can go for the interview so that I can get my visa to come down there and I have to speak. You know, so like I have a few of my businesses as well, Africa Backpacks, that I'm coming down with. And also I'm trying to set up my own remittance, which is Bitcoin. People can send some cryptocurrency and we can change it as well in our local currency, which is Leone. So,
nice.
Yes. So, like, that is, you know, what I'm working on, because that is the reason why I'm so scarce in the Free Life Talk. So, today I'm here, and, but my biggest challenge is, you know, and I believe I have so many guys and friends over there, and one of the organizer, you know, Jessica, you know, she has helped me a lot for me to, you know, she helped me a lot so that she can send me the invitation letter, as well as, you know, I've already settled my reservation, you know, my stay for 2 weeks. So I'll be leaving back in July 5th. That's what I will be leaving. So if I come there on the 18th, I will be leaving back July 5th. So I just want to go down there to pitch my business and tell people about what I'm doing, and also to see how I can create, you know, a platform where Sierra Leoneans in the United States can come back and see how they can do business with my platform, which is BitLeones. So that is what I'm trying to do for now. And at the same time, you know, I'm calling friends and loved ones as well for them to help me out, because I've already put up my crowdfunding, but it's a bit slow. So, you know, I'm talking to guys over there so that they can help me out to give my round tickets, which is $1,320 for my round flight ticket. So that is my biggest challenge now, for me to get my flight ticket.
And you said that you are accepting cryptocurrency. Is there an easy website that people could go to send you some crypto?
Yes, for now, I'm only using, from now, I set up my crowdfunding with some crypto, you know. I set up my crowdfunding with a crypto wallet, you know, address. So, like, if someone can just see, you can just go and, you know, you can just drop some amount of bitcoins into it, because that one also will be a testimony for me to tell the people of Sierra Leone that this is, you know, the funding that I, you know, raised for me to come down to the United States. Because I've been doing that to the outbreak, because when the Ebola was terrorizing us, we used bitcoins and other crypto to raise some money, and also this mudslide. You know, so like, you know, that's what. So we want to see how people can be using the Bitcoin, and so Bitcoin can be popular all over in Sierra Leone, and business can be easy, because people are getting so much, you know, so much constraint, like, you know, for the banking system, and, you know, so like we want to see how we can help one with the other. So that's why I'm train my, you know, my campaign to people over there, for them to see my campaign going to my through my Facebook, that, you know, you can get my voice, my video, that, you know, I need some amount of money. But the flight fee, the round fee, will be like $1,320. So
I'll tell you what, Mustafa, if you send me the link, you use the Skype chat, send the link, I'll make sure that that gets posted on the Facebook and the Twitter for Free Talk Live, and that way anybody that wants to help you out to make sure that you are able to afford to come to the Porcupine Freedom Festival, they can donate to you.
Nice.
Yes, that's what I will do. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
Anything else, Mustafa?
Yeah, well, I actually, like, you know, I have to say lots when I come down there because, you know, you guys, I miss you guys. At the same time, I would just say love, peace and love to all of my guys helping me. Like, you know, I have some Vegas guys, you know, that usually help me. So I said peace and love to all of them and all those who are listening to me, you know, I said peace and love. And then for them to see how they can turn their way, for them to see how they can make Sierra Leone a better place because, you know, we have a new president now and he's trying to talk about a new directions. So we are all trying to see how we can work with the new directions by helping train some lights with the president because, like, he's there presently to do some marvelous stuff. Like, you know, he has been raising some amount of good costs for the people of Sierra Leone presently, and it threw more emphasis on education. So we want to see how we can help one with the other and see how we can talk to our brothers and sisters in the United States for them to come back to Sierra Leone to make Sierra Leone be a better place. You know, that is all I'm trying to see.
Excellent. Mustafa, thanks for the call. And again, send me that link. I'll get it posted on the Facebook and the Twitter. And I look forward to hopefully getting to meet you at the end of June. I personally will, at this moment, I don't plan to be at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but he did say he'd be here for about 2 weeks.
Right.
So hopefully during that 2 weeks, I'll get a chance to wind up meeting him.
Likewise. Mm-hmm. You're cool.
Yeah. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Chris, you're going to tell us about something that, was it the city of Seattle did to Amazon? State of Washington, some kind of something.
They're always doing
with
something.
With Amazon and...
Amazon's taking over.
Well, not necessarily. There is some kind of something of a planned expansion.
Oh, we'll get to that,
you know,
part.
Not something, and then in a somewhat related government screws over businesses, there's a story out of Maryland where a town, in an effort to encourage businesses to move to town, wound up raising taxes on businesses.
Probably not that much, though.
Well, as the clickbait title would be, the amount will surprise you.
Good one.
And I'm
good
doing clickbait. That
good
as
job.
A tease.
Nice tease.
So those stories, you know, somewhat related, even though one's in Washington State, Seattle specifically, and the other in Maryland. We'll get to those. Plus, Heather, you've got a story that we might get to about something that California has done to some tech company somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
All of that.
That's
and
a good stuff.
More. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. So, Chris, do you have that story pulled up from Amazon? If not, I can pull it up.
Yeah. Did you ever hear what happened with that bid?
Oh, no.
With Governor Sununu bidding on the Amazon H2Q? Remember, they were going to open up a second headquarters?
Right.
And
right.
Governor Sununu and Mayor Walsh were in, a bidding war?
Well, there were a bunch of bids on that, and I don't know whatever happened with that. Maybe this story that Chris has something to do with that.
Yeah, they might talk about it. I do have it up now, Daryl.
So. Your calls and thoughts, welcome. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.